Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve the living God, the true God. He loves us and he's for us. I love him. His return is so soon, so sudden, at the last trump. It's when we go to meet the Lord in the air. The last trump. The seventh trump. Now, whenever that is, that's when we go. Now you know when the rapture is going to happen. Whenever the last trump is. God thinks of everything. He loves us. He cares about us in every way. When it comes to the end times, people have so many varied opinions, insights. Some are right, some happen to be wrong. All of them are not true. But I promise you this. Remember something. Daniel sealed it, and so did John. He sealed it for a reason. Because God is after something greater than our search for the rapture. And when it happens, he's after the sincerity of the hearts of men. And I promise you, the God that I know thinks of everything. Everything he does is well thought out and beautiful. When we get to the other side and look back, we'll see that every detail of what he has done is full of wisdom, full of righteousness. From the love of God, it is pure and it is perfectly wise. And it's far beyond the limited thoughts of men. But God loves us. He cares about us. He thinks of everything. And his return is soon. He told me to tell his people that. He said, tell my people my return is imminent. Be ready that they be not left. Imminent means any time now, any moment now. And this was in 2017. And when he said it, I wondered how much time I had. I knew I had enough time to tell his people, and I've been doing that. And remember, a day with the Lord is 1,000 years. Our lifetime is a fraction. But he said, tell my people my return is imminent. That don't mean another 1,000 years. That don't mean another 100. That means any moment now. And when people get saved and they start praying for their loved ones, it changes the dynamic. When people start repenting, he can delay it. And that's what he was after. If nobody did anything, he probably would have come by now. When you minister a warning message and people hear it, what the first thing they do, they get serious. Then they pray for their loved ones. And the Lord honors their prayers. And he can change things if you pray. If you don't pray, he can't change things. Somebody's got to believe him. God told Jonah to go tell the Nineveh that they were going to be destroyed because of their iniquity. And the king ordered a complete fast, not only just the people, but the animals too. And they all repented in sackcloth and ashes, and the Lord turned his wrath away. He couldn't. See, I'm going to tell you something about this. God couldn't stop the judgment. If you pay close attention to the scriptures, and Sister Mary pointed this out, see, all of God's people are very valuable. You have to listen. Sometimes the Lord will give a detail you may have missed. I read the book of Jonah many times, but I never caught what she pointed out. He took a 3-day journey in one day. In other words, God transported him so he had just enough time to warn the people and they had just enough time to repent. God loves people so much, even the wicked, even his enemies, that if they can turn their heart, he can steer it. He don't want to judge people. You got to understand, God doesn't want to send the judgment. He has to. Your sins demands it. There are laws that govern the kingdom of God and that God put in place, and he can't reverse it. He put it in place. It was wisdom. And you'll thank him for it as you understand it. It works. God could not reverse what was about to happen because their sins demanded judgment. The wages of sin, my friend, is death. And they wouldn't repent. And they didn't repent. So God had to judge it. Well, people say, well, God can do anything. But he got to keep his word. That's why the enemy tempt people to do wrong. So that their sins will mount up and God will have to judge them. And then the things that go wrong when you listen to Satan, he'll blame God for it in your eyes. And then once you sin and harden your heart, he'll go and blame you before God. He's trying to play everybody. But nevertheless, if you don't, sin is very dangerous. And in the old days, they killed their children. They sacrificed their children to a false god called Molech, and they burned them in the belly of this idol. And now our country, people are celebrating the right to abort babies, which is killing people. And then the politicians listen to the scientists and say, well, the baby's just a fetus. He's not a person. That's a person. From the time a person is conceived, they are a person. People are trying to destroy children for convenience. They're trying to hide their adultery, their fornication. There are daughters that are aborting their own children because they don't want their parents to find out. It's wrong. There are wives that's getting abortions because she doesn't want her husband to find out. These things go wrong. There are men bullying women into abortions because they don't want to get caught. And that's just abortions, not to mention the murders. People are killing people for insurance. Robbery. People are just in plain strife. All these things, they demand judgment. And then you got preachers that don't warn people right. They want to leave us, they neglect the dangerous thing. You have to have faith in every word of God, not just half of it, not just the good stuff, but the dangerous things. God is dangerous, folks. And if he is not one that you can try to deceive. You don't want the problems that go with people who harden their heart against God. You got to believe him on everything. If you don't, the enemy can harm your life. And you know this because you got good sense. But when people, they know things, but they don't, you have to have, with God, you have to have faith in his word. You have to have faith for all truth. And if you don't have faith for it, then you can live in a limited, if you don't have faith that hell exists, it can affect the way that you govern your life. But when you know that hell is under your feet, it's a deterrent against sin. But it's not there just for that purpose. It's there to put away sin. Sin has to be contained and destroyed. And out of all the ways God could have dealt with it, that's what he chose to do, because that was the best way to deal with it. So hell is the best way to deal with sin. And the blood of Jesus is the only way to get us out of it. Now you do the math. and let people know the truth. You don't have to be afraid that people won't be your friend. If you tell them the truth, they'll appreciate it. And they will thank you that you helped them avoid such a furnace. And such destruction. I want all God's people to know what God can do. I don't want to see not one soul destroyed, left behind, and judged with this world. But I don't get to choose where people go. Only the person. My prayers avail much. I can remit their sins. I can pray for them. And I can ask the Lord to help them. But I can't stop the process that they put in motion. Understand that. For nobody, not even the people that are closest to me. I raised my children to know God, to serve God. I told them, I said, you got to make this choice, and you will. You will make a choice. Make it God's choice. I said, the world will speak to you, and everything sounds good from a certain point of view, but God's word is the standard. That's what's going to work, and that's what you have to have faith in. And that's what I preach. Follow God. Do His word. And you'll be safe in Him. And I teach people how to rest in Him, how to follow Him, trust Him. See, faith puts you in control. But trust is when you put God in control. When you trust God with your destiny. When you trust God with your loved ones, when you trust God with your life. If you can trust Him with your life, you can trust Him with the life of your children. If you can trust Him with your life, you can trust Him with your ministry that He's given you. Some people don't trust, because they don't trust God with their life, they can't trust God with their ministry, and they can't trust God with their family. If you can trust God with your life, just like you trust an airplane when you get on board. If you can trust God like you trust a jet plane, you can do anything. Because you'll use your faith according to His will. There's no guesswork when it comes to, since I mentioned His will. Some people say, God, Lord, heal me if it's your will. It is His will. Get rid of the guesswork. Doubt. If is a badge of unbelief. It's a badge of doubt. Not unbelief, but doubt. It is His will. His word is His will. Take it. Take God's will and do it and do what Jesus. He paid a high price just for you to have healing. He paid a high price for you to have full salvation. He didn't just save you and give you an insurance policy. He gave us all the kingdom. He gave you the kingdom of God to operate. And you, that's His will. Consider His goodness, His love, His kindness. He's trying to do good to wicked people. He wants you to be healed. Now, if that is any variable, if there's anything that you don't see, believe God according to His word, unless He reveal you wisdom that you may not have, and then make a decision. When I'm believing God for something, I believe Him for whatever it is I was after. If He come to me and give me greater information, then I regard it. And I trust Him, and I use my faith according to greater wisdom. There was a time I had goals and I wanted to buy a new car. And I started believing God for this car. I used to like the Monte Carlo SS when they first came out. A friend of mine bought one and I started wanting one. And I started believing God for it back in 85. And the Lord talked to me, He said, this will interfere with your goals. Because I was also trying to buy a house. And I'll never forget, the car I drove had drawn brakes, and on lunchtime I went to the mechanic shop, and they let us tweak our cars on lunch. and I put it on the rack, adjusted my brakes, and tweaked it a little bit, and it drove real good. Then that's when the Lord told me, he said, if you buy a car now, it'll hinder your goals. And I just kept the car I had, which was in great shape. I had rebuilt the engine, and the way there was nothing wrong with it. So I put off the car. I didn't buy the car. That's the thing I'm talking about. It was his will for me to buy it if that's what I really wanted to do, but he showed me it would hinder my goals, my greater goals. And it would have been a snare to me if I bought it at that time. That's trusting God. But if you trust yourself and your desires more than you trust the wisdom of God, you put yourself in a bind like many people do. Trusting God is to release your will and use his knowledge and wisdom. If you trust God, you use your faith in the path of his guidance. You trust his wisdom more than yours. You have wisdom too. It's just incomplete information. But when you trust God's wisdom more than yours, you're safe. You're in the safety zone. I like the safety zone. You don't have as many problems, it's not as expensive, and it doesn't cost you as much. You don't have those food bills. You know, a food bill is when you'd make a real dumb decision and it costs you more than you thought it would. But when you follow the guidance of God, things line up. There's no harm done. I love the Lord our God and King. If we listen to him, we have his success, which is much greater than ours. If you trust God, whose wisdom is greater than yours, you're going to have a success that's greater than what yours would have been. That's just the way it is. The laws of God are in place to help us out. He loves us, folks, and he cares about us in every way of life. His return is soon, very soon. He's coming again. He's going to bless us. We're going to go forward in him. And we're going to enjoy the whole process of life. The Lord is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The more we trust him and take him at his word, we find out that things are well thought out. Even the things that we wouldn't, you know, I was talking about hell. People don't understand it. How could God put somebody? They don't know how destructive sin is. If they could see what God saw, they'd understand full well why he did everything the way he did it. Why is the earth around, floating in space? Because that was the most perfect way to do this. He thought of other things. He can do anything. But he always chooses the best way to do something. When you consider his wisdom, it's safe. It's a blessing. And you will see what the Lord is. You'll see that you win in him. Now I'm out of time again, but the Lord is not. This is the first broadcast I did in my new Mustang. It's new to me. It's a 15 model. But this car, I like it. I bought it yesterday. And it's a blessing. God is mightily moving by his Spirit. Until next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.